بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion of Hadith 60, and this is part number 5. This is the Hadith of Jibreel عليه السلام teaching the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the matters of the Deen. نعم. And the famous Hadith of Jibreel is known, and from that is the teaching of Salah, is the concerning the Salah as being one of the pillars of Islam. The third condition regarding the Salah, we know that we're discussing the conditions of Salah. The third condition is istiqbal al-qibla, directing oneself towards the qibla. This is a condition from the conditions of Salah. The Salah is not valid except when this condition is met, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is free of all imperfection, the Most High commanded it, and He repeated the command regarding this. And in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2, verse 150, قال الله تعالى ومن حيث خرجت فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وحيث ما كنتم فولوا وجوهكم شطرة. And from wheresoever you start forth for prayers, turn your face in the direction of Al-Masjid Al-Haram, the inviolable house, mosque. And wherever you are, turn your faces towards it when you pray. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he came to Medina, in the beginning, he was praying towards Baytul Maqdis, the Jerusalem, and having the Kaaba to his back, and Ash-Sham, the greater Syria area, facing his face. After that, he was waiting. He waited and he yearned for the return to Mecca, towards Mecca. And so he began turning his face to heaven, waiting when Jibreel alayhi salam will bring him the news and the revelation to redirect towards the house of Allah in Mecca, as Allah stated this in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:144. قال الله تعالى قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام. Verily we have seen the turning of your Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face towards the heaven. Surely we shall turn you to a qibla, a direction that you shall be pleased with, or that shall please you. So turn your face in the direction of Al-Masjid Al-Haram, the inviolable house in Mecca. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to face Al-Masjid Al-Haram, meaning its direction. However, there are three exceptions to this. There are three exceptions to this. The first exception, if the person is incapable, like the sick person. Who may direct his face towards other than the Qibla, and he cannot direct it towards the Qibla. In this case, the direction towards the Qibla is lifted, drops, because Allah stated in Surah At-Taghabun 64:16, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. So keep your duty to Allah and fear Him as much as you can. And also Allah stated in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:286, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah burdens not a person beyond his scope. And because of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, إذا أمرتكم بشيء فأتوا منه ما استطعتم. If I command you with something, then do of it that which you are able to do. The second exception is if a person is in a state of intense fear. If a person is in a state of intense fear, like someone running away from an enemy, or running away from a beast, or running away from fire or running away from a flood, etc. The important thing is that it's a state of intense fear. Here, he prays to whatever his direction may be. And the evidence for this is the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:239. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ فَرِجَالًا أَوْ رُكْبَانًا فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَمَا عَلَّمَكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. And if you fear an enemy, perform salah on foot or riding, and when you are in a safety, offer salah in the manner he has taught you, which you knew not before. Yeah. So he's saying, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ, if you fear, this is general, comprising all sorts of fear. Yeah. Also the saying, فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ, and when you are in safety, فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَمَا عَلَّمَكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ, offer salah in a manner that he has taught you, which you knew not before. So therefore, any matter which the person, any remembrance which the person may have abandoned because of the fear, then there is no harm upon him, and from that therefore falls the direction of Qibla, taking or assuming the direction of Qibla. Also, this is generally indicated by also the two verses we discussed earlier and the hadith of doing what one is able to do, which is related to capacity. The third case is when someone performs the optional prayer on travel, on a journey, whether this is on a plane or in a car or on a mount, camel, otherwise horse. فَإِنَّهُ يُصَلِّي, then he prays, حَيْثُ كَانَ وَجْهُهُ فِي صَلَاةِ النَّفِلِ, following the direction of his face in this optional salah. Like, for example, witr, performing the witr, odd prayer, the night prayer, the duha, the pre-noon, after sunrise and dhuhr, or before dhuhr, before the zenith, and the like. The traveler should perform all kinds of optional prayers like the resident, except the regular salah of dhuhr, maghrib, and isha. The sunnah in this case is to not perform them. Other than that, from the optional prayers, they remain legal for the traveler, as they are legal for the resident. So if a person intends to offer the optional prayer on a flight, or in his car, or in his mount, or in his donkey, then he may do so, directing himself in the direction of his face, meaning in the direction of his travel. Because this is what is affirmed in the Sunnah. It is affirmed in the Sunnah, as in the hadiths in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, which we discussed in the book Umdatul Ahkam, the Reliance of the Rulings, which you may be following also with us. So these are three cases where they are considered as exceptions. What about the ignorant? What about the ignorant? The ignorant, it's compulsory upon him to direct himself towards the Qibla. But if he exerts the effort, then it becomes clear to him after exerting the effort that he was mistaken in his direction. Then there is no requirement upon him to redo the salah. We don't say that the directing to the Qibla is dropped. Rather, we say it is compulsory upon him. And it's incumbent upon him to investigate as much as he is able. So if he does this in accordance with his capacity, then afterwards it becomes apparent to him that he was mistaken, then in this case it is not required from him to redo the salah. And the evidence for this is that the companions who did not know of the change of direction of Qibla, they were performing on that day when the change, they were performing Salat al-Fajr on that day, the day the Qibla was changed. They were performing this in the Masjid of Quba in Medina. So a man came to them and said that Allah has sent down Quran upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and commanded him to direct himself towards the Qibla, so you do the same. So they turned. So now the Qibla, which you know was in towards their backs, they put it towards their front. And they remained in their salah. And this took place during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was no rejection of their act, so therefore it is legalized. So hence, if a person makes a mistake regarding the Qibla out of ignorance, then it is not binding upon him. There is no requirement to redo the salah. But if it becomes apparent to him while he is performing the salah that his direction is wrong, then in this case he must correct. So if a person initiated the salah in a direction other than the direction of the Qibla, thinking that it is the Qibla, so and then a man came and said the Qibla is to your right or to your left, then it is binding upon him to turn towards the right or the left depending, without a need to redo the salah. Why? Because his initiation in the beginning was due to ijtihad, due to exerting of the effort, and therefore it was legalized, and thus it cannot be nullified to begin with. So here, finally then we say that the shart, the condition here, that the condition of turning towards the Qibla is one of the conditions of Salah. Salah is not valid without it, except with these situations which we have mentioned, and add to that is the matter of mistake after performing or exerting the effort and investigating. And here there is a case. If someone visits his host and he intended to perform the optional prayer, it is compulsory upon him to ask the owner of the house, his host, as to where is the direction of the Qibla. If he tells him, then he directs himself to that. Why we say this? Because some people takes them the false pride, overwhelms them, or is shy to ask. And this is blameworthy type of shyness, not to ask about the direction of the Qibla. Why they are shy? Because they don't want people to think that they don't know. Well, we say no harm. Let people say whatever they want to say. Ask about the Qibla until your host tells you of it. Others also are taken by this false pride or shyness, and then directs himself based upon his opinion to a direction. And then it becomes clear that this is not the Qibla. In this case, he must redo the Salah, because he based it on something that is not legally sound, and that is not acceptable, the worship performed according to this basis. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدْ. Whoever does something, an action which is not in accordance with our command, then it is rejected. Now, the fourth condition for Salah is the intention. The intention. And Salah is invalid without intention. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Verily, actions are by intentions. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. And every person will have that which he intended. And the verses, the noble verses, came to indicate the consideration of intention in worship. Like the saying of Allah describing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, as in Surah Al-Fath 48:29, تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, and those who are with him are severe against disbelievers and merciful amongst themselves. You see them bowing and falling down prostrate in prayer, seeking bounty from Allah and his good pleasure. And Allah stated also in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:272, وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ. And whatever you spend in good, it is for yourselves when you spend it not except seeking Allah's face. So the intention. And the ayat, the verses regarding this matter are replete. And Allah stated in Surah An-Nisa in 4:100, وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتُ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. He who emigrates from his home in the cause of Allah will find on earth many dwelling places and plenty to live by. And whosoever leaves his home as an immigrant unto Allah and his messenger, and death overtakes him, his reward is then surely incumbent upon Allah, and Allah is ever of forgiving, most merciful. Now, so therefore the intention is a condition for the validity of Salah. Salah is invalid without it. And therefore one should think about it. Is it really difficult? No, not at all. In reality, this is not something different or difficult. Every person who is sane and able to act an action, then he has intended the action. He has an intention to do this action. So therefore, it doesn't require some hardship. And it doesn't require to be uttered, because its place is in the heart. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Verily, intentions are, or actions are by intentions. And because the Prophet ﷺ لَمْ يَنْطُقْ بِالنِّيَّةِ, did not utter the intention. The Prophet ﷺ did not utter the intention. And he did not command his ummah to utter it. Also, none of the companions did so. None of the companions did utter it, for example, and the Prophet ﷺ attested for that or approved. No. So therefore, النطق بالنية بدعة. النطق بالنية, utterance of the intention is an innovation. Utterance of the intention is an innovation. And this is the preponderating opinion. Because you see that the Prophet ﷺ and his companions prayed, and none of them uttered the intention. None of them said, Allahumma inni nawaitu an usalli. O Allah, I intend to pray. Such prayer. None of them did so. And there is a nice story in a way. Some person, may Allah's mercy be upon him, related it to our Shaykh rahimahullah, and the Shaykh said that this man told him that there was a person who intended to pray in Al-Masjid Al-Haram, in the sacred house in Mecca. So when the Salah was called, he stood facing the Qibla, facing the Kaaba, and he said, it was Dhuhr time, and he said, Allahumma inni nawaitu an usalli al-dhuhra arba raka'atin lillahi ta'ala khalfa imam al-masjid al-haram. O Allah, I intend to pray the dhuhr 4 raka'a to Allah the Most High, taking lead by the imam of the masjid al-haram. So when he was about to make takbir, the person next to him said to him, Isbir, baqi alik, wait, hold, there is something still, meaning you didn't say. He said, what is left? He said, qul, say, you have to add, fi al-yawm al-fulani, on such and such day, wa fi al-tariq al-fulani, and such date of the year and the month, so that you don't lose this. This is a document. The man was amazed. So, and this is, you know, are you teaching Allah? Are you telling Allah Azza wa Jal what you intend? Allah knows what yourself whispers. Allah knows what yourself whispers. Do you tell Allah the numbers of rak'ah and the timing? And you see them, we see them this, we see them in Salah, you see them in Salah. You see the person having his hands towards his sides, and then standing, making this intention, or raising his hands before saying takbir towards his ear loops, and then he begins say, "Wajjahtu wajhi." I say, "Allahumma inni, O Allah, I intend to pray this dhuhr, etc." Or this asr. And then he makes the istiftah, and then he makes takbir al-ihram. Allah knows. There is no need for all of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all of this. So the place of intention is the heart. Oh, okay. Yes. Sounds funny, yet even I was taught that at first. Okay. So you see that? And we should know here also that the Salah is classified into three classifications. The Salah is classified into three classifications. General Nafl, Nafl Mutlaq, General Nafl, Specific Nafl, or Particular Nafl, and Faridah, and Fard, Obligation. And the Fard, the Obligation, are five: Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. If you come to the Masjid at the time of Fajr, the time of dawn, what do you intend to pray? Do you intend to pray the Maghrib? I ask you. Do you intend to pray the Maghrib if you come for the Fajr? No. Now you come and you make the takbir and you intend the Salah, but you forget that, you know, it slipped you that this is the Fajr. So you came, made takbir, and now, oh, you just totally forgot. Ay Salah, which Salah is this? And this happens a lot. Especially if a person comes in a hurry, fearing to miss a rak'ah, afraid that he may miss a rak'ah. So for example, you come and you enter and then you make takbir, but you don't bring to presence that you intend the fajr. There is no need here. There is no need. The occurrence of this salah in its time is evidence that you only intended the salah. Is this clear? For example, if someone now asks you, anyone asks you, did you intend Dhuhr or Asr or Maghrib or Isha? What would your answer would be? What would your answer be? Huh? Your answer will be what? The Fajr. Yes, you will tell them, I came here to pray what? Fajr. And there is no need, therefore, to intend that this is the Fajr. You see that? However, yes, it is correct, you know, that I make the intention for Fajr. This is more perfect. But sometimes we forget the specification. So therefore, we say it is specified by the time. You hear this benefit? Then it is specified now by the time. Is that clear? So therefore, the obligatory prayers are specified by two ways. The obligatory prayers are specified by two ways. Particular specification in his heart that he intends the Dhuhr, for example. This is clear, this is obvious, right? Fine. The second is the time. The second is the time. As long as you are praying the salah in this time, then it is the salah of the time. Is that clear? Now, this second aspect, the time, this refers to the salah done on its time. But suppose, if someone still missed a salah, and he intends to redo it. Like someone who slept the entire day, missed the Dhuhr, and the Asr, and Maghrib. Now therefore he wants what? To make up. In this case he must specify them in what? In his heart, as either Dhuhr or Asr or Fajr. Because here there is no time. You see that? There is no time for it now. Is that clear? This is a make-up. Is that clear? Okay. So this is regarding the fard, the obligatory ones. Now we come to the specified nafil. Specified nafil. Like witr, the two rak'ah of duha, the regular sunan for salah, for the five prayers. In this case, it's a must to specify by name. Specify by name, but where? On the tongue or in the heart? On the tongue or in the heart? You specify them in the heart. Naam. So if you intend to pray the witr, for example, and you make takbir, but you didn't intend the witr, and during the salah you intended the witr, this is invalid. Why? Because the witr is a specified nafil, specified optional prayer. And the specified optional prayers, it's a must to specify them in essence. Nafil means optional. Voluntary. Okay. Is this clear? Did you understand? Did you understand the example of the witr? Or shall I repeat it? Okay, clear. Alhamdulillah. Tayyib. Now, what about, repeat? Okay, we repeat. If you intend to pray the witr, is the witr a specified optional prayer or not? It is. Okay. So if you intend to pray it, and you make takbir, but you didn't make the intention for the witr, and you proceeded in the salah, and during the salah, you intended that this salah is witr. In this case, it is not valid. Because the witr is a specified nafil. And the specified nafils, it's inevitable that they must be specified. Is that clear? Now, clear for those who said to repeat? طيب, alhamdulillah. Now, what about the other? The al-nafil al-mutlaq, the general nafil. The general, unparticularized. Then in this case, listen carefully. With respect to the general nafil, you don't need an intention except an intention for salah. Is that clear? Clear? Huh? General intention for salah only. Like, for example, a person before noon, a person made wudu and intended to pray an optional nafil, you know, 2, 3, 2, 4, 6, you understand, so he made wudu and he intended to offer this optional nafil. We say here sufficient, the intention here, you know, that you make, sufficient the intention of salah. Why? Because it is not a particularized, specified salah. So make a general intention of salah. Is that clear? So the general nafil only requires an intention for salah. Not a specified intention. طيب, what about a person who changes the intention during the salah from an intention to another intention? Is this possible? Let us look at the situations. The change from specified to another specified, or from general to a specified, is invalid. Naam. Changing an intention from a specified salah to another specified salah, or from general to a particular, is invalid. Did you get the ruling now? Did you get the foundation? You understand the foundation in general? Particular to particular, specific to specific is invalid. General to particular is invalid. Example on the general. A person stood up, stands rather, to pray salah, a general nafil salah. And during this salah, he remembered that he didn't pray the regular sunnah of fajr. So he intends his salah now to be fajr. We say this is not valid, because this is a change from general to particular. And the particular, you must have an intention from its beginning. And the regular sunnah of fajr begins with, from takbir to taslim. You see that? You must have the intention of it from the very beginning. You didn't have the intention to this from the very beginning. Here you are doing a general nafil. You see that? Is that clear? طيب. An example on particular to particular or specific to specific. A person stands to perform Salat al-Asr. And while in Salat al-Asr, he remembered that he didn't pray the Dhuhr, or that he prayed the Dhuhr but without wudu. Then he tells himself, alright, now I make my intention of this Salah, this Asr, I will make it for Dhuhr. In this case, it is invalid to be for Dhuhr, because this is a change from a particular or specific to specific. And also now, if he makes the intention, this intention which he changed to Dhuhr invalidates the Asr which he initiated, because he disconnected it by turning to Dhuhr. You understand? So therefore, in this case, it is not valid, neither as Dhuhr nor as Asr. It is not valid for Asr because he disconnected it. And it is not valid as Dhuhr because he didn't initiate it as Dhuhr. And the Dhuhr is from the Takbirat al-Ihram to the Salam, which he didn't initiate. Then, what about the other case? The change of intention from particular to general. This is valid, no harm. From particular to general. For example, a person began an obligatory salah. A person began an obligatory salah. Then after he began the salah, he remembered that there is an appointment which he cannot delay. So he changed it into nafil. In this case, it is valid if there is time left, and also he did not neglect the congregation to begin with. These are two conditions. The first condition is that if there is still time left, the second is that he did not abandon the congregation. Example, if he was in a congregation prayer, then he cannot change it into general nafil, because this necessitates that he abandons or leaves the congregation in salah. Also, if the time is restricted, therefore, in this case, he cannot change it into general nafil, because the salah of the faridah, if its time is restricted, then the time does not tolerate other than it, does not allow other than it. But suppose in another case where there is time, and the jama'ah, the congregation, did not, you know, he did not miss the congregation, we say, there is no harm to change it into general nafil, and you make taslim from two rak'ah, finishing two rak'ah, go to your appointment, then after that you return to your faridah, and that's okay. So therefore the changes are as follows. Number one, from general to particular or specific. In this case, the particular is invalid and the general remains valid. The second, from particular to particular, the first particular is nullified and the second cannot commence. The third, from particular to general, valid and the particular remains as it is. So these are the situations. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue إن شاء الله next week the matters related to this subject. جزاكم الله خير ورحمة الله رب العالمين.